So Dominic Warren is joining us. You play Freddie Mercury in this Queen. It's a kind of magic show that we've got coming. Friday, May 24th, it's a TCU place. How's the Canadian tour been going so far, first of all?
It's been busy and good. We're doing the ninth show out of a 10-show run this evening. So we've been quite busy. It's just been 10 shows in a row, basically.
Crazy. Oh, wow. Alrighty. Well, tell people.
And in a different city every night.
Yeah, it's probably hard to keep track of where you are. Like, does that happen? I've always thought, like, I think in the movie Rockstar they had that where it's hard to keep track of knowing where you are. Do you know most days?
Sometimes I just don't know. I don't know the days of the week, but I kind of know where we're playing sometimes.
Well, there you go. Well, that's fair enough. I don't know. I'm jealous. I'd love to live the life of a rock star. For people that are
careful,
it's dangerous, eh?
Yeah.
What can people expect at the show? Because you're not a tribute band. This is like a experience, right?
Yeah. So I mean, we are a tribute band, but we try and focus. It's not a musical, so we don't have a narrative, and we don't have a storyline to follow. We're basically a straight up rock and roll gig. So we take the 1986 Wembley show, and we've used that as a blueprint to build on our show. So it started off being close to that show. And then we've added some songs now throughout the years that Queen possibly never did live. So we've tried to make it more interesting in that way. And it's become its own thing in that regard. But we've got all the outlandish costumes, the crazy lighting rig. Rusty, who plays Brian May, uses a red special replica. So I even use the same boxing boots that Freddie wore in the show. So we've taken quite a lot of attention to detail in building the show to what it is.
Crazy. That's so cool. Wow. Do you have a favorite Freddie costume that when you throw on, you're just really feeling it? Or?
Yeah, there's a spandex onesie leotard that I really enjoy wearing.
Right on.
It's just super comfy.
Nice. Did you like look like Freddie when you were younger? Did you like their music? Like, how do you get into this band and into this role? How did you get here?
I always loved Freddie, Queen from when I was younger. I think I discovered them maybe when I was about 8. My uncle sang me some things, and then I kind of left them and rediscovered them at about 16. And from 16, I started being really interested in, you know, the songwriting and the singing of Freddie. I studied classical music, so specialized in classical singing. But as I got older, I started my own band, and we started singing some Queen songs. And I just realized that there was it was equally as challenging to take on some Queen songs as it was to sing a Bach aria. So eventually it just ended up being that way that my career fell into the pop music instead of classical music scenario. Hmm.
And so, like, you have a real mustache? Did you grow this for the role, or do you kind of look like Freddie?
That's 100% my mustache. Yes.
Nice.
That's good to know.
Someone's actually walked to me and tugged on it, and I got so angry.
You're like, ah, ouch. Jeez. All right. Well, I'll know not to do that when you come rolling through Saskatoon.
Yeah, just for safety's sake, rather not.
Right? How do you handle the pressure of, like you said, this is like an iconic voice? You could have gone off and done like a John Denver tribute thing, and it wouldn't probably be as hard as this is. Like, how, I don't know, how do you handle the pressure of delivering this? Because, I mean, this, like, they were right up there.
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a lot of pressure to the gig. Because, you know, Queen fans are diehard Queen fans, and, you know, I'm also a diehard Queen fan. So what I try to say to people is that there's only ever going to be one Freddie Mercury, and that's really important to understand. I'm not going there trying to be Freddie Mercury. I'm going there to pay tribute to one of my heroes. So I just do it the best way I can relate to Freddie Mercury, which is by, you know, singing his stuff in the right key, having as much energy on stage, you know, and using his mannerisms and et cetera. But there's still a little bit of me on stage. It's not like I'm not ignorant enough to believe that I am him, you know? So it's just a very important distinction between paying tribute to someone and, you know, being Rami Malek in a feature film, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Favorite Queen song to perform?
Oh, that's a good one. On the shows, that, like every now and then, there's a different feeling. So some days you just really like one song, and then some days the other song just feels better to sing. But my overall favorites, I'd say, is The Show Must Go On, and Somebody to Love is one of my all-time favorite Queen songs. I just think it's a perfect example of songwriting.
It's a great Queen song.
Ugh, isn't that a good song? Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
I'd arguably say that it's better than Bohemian Rhapsody, but that's
whoa.
I have a lot of arguments with people about that anyway.
that's when they start tugging on your mustache, I bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, geez, I cannot wait for this show. That is going to be absolutely incredible. I mean, like you said, Wembley 86, this is just like an iconic performance and such a huge band. So we're so excited to see you pay tribute along with your bandmates, Queen, It's a Kind of Magic, TCU Place, Friday, May 24th. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and we are so excited to welcome you to Saskatoon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.